This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are hiring, as mentioned earlier. If you're looking to join a company that's 100% employee owned, that's kind of unique.
Yeah.
So instead of working for the man,
you're going to be the man.
You're going to be
or
the man.
Or the woman.
Yes. Of course, I was going to go there, but Dennis got there faster. It's kind of a unique opportunity. There's very few, there's some really cool companies that are 100% employee owned, but it's a unique opportunity here in Connecticut for anybody who happens to be a geek and is tired of working for the man. You can be one and actually own a company. Come on. How often does that happen?
Never does.
Almost never.
Never happened to me before.
Yeah, see?
And then I got to Tab.
Yeah. So we're hiring, and go to our careers page. You can find out what we're looking for and see if you can join us. We are going to be here till 11 o'clock. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we have four lines wide open for you, so feel free to get online. Happy to answer any of your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns when it comes to technology. I've been doing it for this for almost 30 years. So maybe today is the day where we have solved all the issues. And it does happen on occasion that all the issues have been corrected. I mean, even at Tab, you know, there's some moments in time where there's no tickets coming in. Hey, they're all fixed.
Yeah, and it lasts
like
2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Don't move. They're all fixed. Yeah, well, 9,000 systems is going to cause, eventually, you know, some issues.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to help you out. 860-522-9842 is the number, and feel free to get online. As we wait for your call, did you have anything you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Yeah, we were talking about changes that Facebook made just before the hour ended.
Right.
And
for news links.
Yeah, and this, and changes in the interface that we've been running into with the caller and here, too.
Well, yeah, right.
There are some other changes that have been taking place at Facebook.
All right.
That are now affecting website traffic.
Really?
Yes.
Well, obviously, if they're not going to send your link, that's going to affect your traffic.
This isn't just about news links. It's about almost any kind of link, I assume.
Interesting.
Including store links and stuff like that.
Okay.
Website owners are complaining that traffic is plummeting after Facebook changed some of their algorithms.
All right.
And by algorithms, I think we're talking about the algorithms where it decides what to show you.
Yes.
When you're looking at your Facebook stream.
Right.
And apparently it's just not sharing with you and me and whoever else is on Facebook looking at it. It's not sharing enough of these links anymore.
Hmm.
And it's causing traffic coming into them to drop.
And I would think those are paid links, though, right? These are advertisers that are on Facebook.
I don't know if this is advertisers. I think it's just generic traffic that floats through Facebook. It may have to do with their advertising protocols, too.
Yeah.
Where they decide which ads get displayed.
Right, right, right.
But I think it also has to do with posts that people make.
It is quite creepy to watch it. I mean,
it's very creepy.
If you hover for more than a few seconds on a thing, let's say it's like, I don't know, lobsters or whatever, you will then see all sorts of posts and things having to do with lobsters. It's just crazy how it does what it does. And so what you're saying there is that that algorithm might have impacted the grassroots, the things that happen automatically, organically, I was trying to come up with,
yeah,
versus the ones that are going to, of course, if you look at, you know, those custom whiskey glasses, right? You'll just constantly see whiskey glasses constantly over and over and over in your feed. It's like, really? It's cool, but it's not that cool. but in your case, you're saying those algorithms might impact those whiskey glass manufacturers that are not advertising.
Right.
And they're noticing it. So maybe Zuck is looking for some more love. He's like, hey, you want me to show your stuff? You got to pay me. I mean, he's going to get in a cage match with Elon Musk, I heard.
Well, oh.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I mean, what do you want? Billionaires being billionaires, acting like children.
I just hope that
I mean,
happens.
If you can't act like a child after you've made $1 billion, I then guess, yeah. When can you?
You're
you know?
Right, you're right. Oh, that would be such a fun thing to watch. All right, let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning as the rain hopefully is going to be going away. We're going to go to Doug in South Windsor next. Hey, Doug.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Oh, it's that Doug. Good. How are you? What can we do for you?
I'll see you later today, but let me use this time to ask a technical question.
All right, sure.
So you know what I do on the side. I do a little DJing, right?
Yes.
And I just kind of go right off of like an iTunes playlist for the most part.
Yeah.
And my question is like, sometimes I notice, especially if opening up, like if I'm connected to Wi-Fi, because that way you can like download music right away.
Right.
You know, if there's like a request that I don't have or something, I'll notice it kind of impacts the speed of the laptop. Now this is like a low-end laptop, did not spend a lot of money on it because I really just wanted to use it as like a dedicated laptop just for this. So no other applications, no other, you know, I don't want to use memory or speed for anything else. So I guess my question is, do I need to upgrade or is there a way to kind of free up even more space than it comes standard with so that I can just max out the application that I want to use?
Right. So you're trying to get the most performance because, of course, you don't want any skipping or delays of that download. The problem
exactly.
is, Doug, is you're operating off of a Windows platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mr. Gates decides when or when you cannot use your laptop, not you. So what happens in the background is you could be in the middle of this, you know, playing this great tune or doing some downloads, and then Microsoft says, you know what, I'm going to do a big scan on your system right now. I'm going to just do a virus check. Hang on. And puts everything on pause, really.
Wow.
And you're impacted, right? Or an update comes down and you're impacted. So the idea is to throw as much hardware at the software so that you're not as impacted. The other issue, too, is your laptop may or may not have a good Wi-Fi radio to connect to the venue. The venue may have a great Wi-Fi service, but your laptop is just not able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are aspects of this that you have to pay attention to. Do you know what do you have for a laptop? Is it an i3? Is it i5? i7?
It's the lay down, sir. I mean, literally, Eric, we bought it for like the kids, like, you know, like it was like one of the kids' last. So basically like just go in and use Word and use the Microsoft, you know, just to kind of get them exposed to a laptop. And I'm like, oh, you know, they've kind of outgrown that. Let me just use that as a dedicated, you know. But you're right, though, because I do notice there are times where it's not as prevalent as it is in other areas based on, like, maybe where I am or where the Wi-Fi connection is. So that kind of, like, is consistent with some of the performance issues I've seen.
Yeah.
If it's connecting to a Wi-Fi network using an older protocol, a single download can absorb a lot of the possible throughput because there is not much throughput to begin with. What I'm wondering is if you can get yourself a Wi-Fi 6 USB adapter and use that, if this is an inexpensive older laptop, I guarantee it doesn't have Wi-Fi 6 in it.
Right.
So if you add Wi-Fi 6, you'll increase the odds that it's going to connect to wherever you are with a more recent protocol that has more throughput.
Yep. And the other thing too is, you know, make, you know, solid state hard drives. If this is again a low end device you got for your kids, it probably doesn't have one of those either for performance. So if Microsoft decides to do an update or do something on the machine, it's going to impact it. It's frustrating, I can tell you. We've come into the studio here trying to do a live radio show, and then the machine's like, I'm doing an update.
Yeah.
Or even if you go to work, it does that kind of stuff too. It's just Microsoft being Microsoft.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, another thing you could do is maybe check to see if the manufacturer has a new driver for your Wi-Fi that's built in. If there was a flaw in it or if there was a problem with the original driver, they may have fixed it.
Yeah.
But my hunch would be to go get the latest kind of Wi-Fi in the form of a USB stick and just use that.
Okay. Or stop being so cheap and just invest in my side business. Yeah. And maybe just go buy a high-performing laptop.
Yeah. There is that.
I mean, and there's no if there's a committee involved, then you have to go through committee. But if it's your own side business, you don't have to do that, right?
Right. So I mean, obviously that would solve a lot of the things that we just talked about. If I just went and bought like a
it would help.
Okay.
It would make it better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it, Doug. We'll see you later.
All right. Take care.
Bye bye. Literally, I'm going to see him later. We're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online, guys. Four lines wide open. I know in about 10 minutes, you're all going to call at the same time. That's what happens. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here to do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's go to Ed out there in Summers. He's been on the longest. What's happening, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gents.
Morning.
So, the guy down at the Walmart, he gave me an idea, and before I opened Pandora's box, I thought I would run it by you guys.
The Walmart guy gave you an idea. All right.
This is going to be interesting.
Usually not a sentence we all hear very often, but let's go.
Well, I got a digital camera, and it's got something called a Sandex card inside.
Yes.
And so I go down to Walmart, and I put my Sandex card in their machine to make photos.
Yep.
And as I'm doing that, the gent says to me, hey, be careful with those cards. You know, they can fail. And so we get to a conversation, and he says what I should do is back those up.
Well, backup is always important. He has given you tremendously good advice.
Yes.
So I get home, and I take a look at my HP laptop, and it's got a slot in it. Looks like it's made and ready to go for this Sandex card.
Nice.
And so now I'm thinking it can't be as easy as just slide the card in and get a hard drive from, I don't know, Walmart or Costco or Best Buy's. Do I have to buy some software? And what are the instructions to copy these photos from the Sandex card over to the hard drive when I get it?
What you do is you open up, you put the SanDisk into the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open up Windows Explorer. That's the Manila file folder icon. You open that up and you click on that drive, however it's labeled inside this PC. Okay.
Yep.
The SanDisk drive or the
SanDisk drive.
Yep.
Okay.
Now you're gonna just copy all of the files in there, whatever it sees.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be in a directory called DCIM or something of that kind.
Right.
Whatever. You just grab that directory, and then you drag it.
Well, that's a move. Are you moving it or copying it?
If it goes from one drive to another drive, it's not a copy.
It's not a move. Okay, cool.
If you're changing drives,
it's always a copy.
It's a copy.
All right.
Now, you just drag it to a folder that you have the. You just drag it to a folder that you have the. Backup drive. Yep, that's all.
It's just simple.
How do I get that folder on the backup drive? So I don't have the drive.
You'd open up Explorer twice. Yeah. So you're going to have one Explorer window with the SanDisk card, another Explorer window with the external drive, and you drag from the SanDisk drive to the external drive.
You can make a directory called backup, you know,
and drop everything
drop
in,
it
that.
In there, or just drop it raw to the drive letter.
And so now all the photos on the Sanix drive will go on this hard drive,
yep.
And nothing will go on my computer, my PC.
In that case, you're correct.
And that's, yes.
Good.
It's that simple. And he's, so having a backup is important. However, those little SD cards are extremely durable. I've had them go through the wash a few times.
No kidding.
They're very durable.
They are, but
it's good to have a backup.
It is not untrue that they can't, you know, I mean, they can fail.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So he's not wrong in that advice. Always have a backup of data that you think is important. And then once you've got the data copied, disconnect the drive from your laptop. And now you've got your data on one piece of removable media. It's technically not a good backup. It's a backup.
Right now I've got three cards, and they each have 32 gigabits on them, I think.
Yep.
How big a hard drive would I get?
A couple terabytes.
2 terabytes, okay.
At least, right, Dennis?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anything that's less than a terabyte now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see how I screw this up, but
yeah. Well, it shouldn't be that big a deal. If you're worried about the dragging, because some people, when they hold, I don't know about you, but when you hold that mouse click down and you're trying to drag it across the screen, inevitably you let go in the wrong spot.
And so, it gets dumped to some other place.
Yeah, I'm all about a right-click, copy, paste type of thing, only because you can be more precise and not have to worry about the drag. So,
and when you do this drag or copy, it's going to copy all those photos?
Yeah,
it'll copy everything that you drag.
Yeah, it's like magic.
Jeez, sounds like it.
and we're going to post an article about doing this.
Sure.
And it will have several different ways to go about the procedure. It doesn't have to be my way or even Eric's way.
Right.
There are even other ways beyond that. And this article will show you all those.
Sounds terrific.
Remember, okay. With a computer, there's usually like 10 different ways to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And just a matter of preference.
All right, maybe I'll get back to you guys next week and tell you how I screwed it up.
All right, Ed.
You're not going
to We look forward to
up.
Hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. He'll do fine.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
Let's go to Alex out there in Thomaston. What's happening, Alex?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. I had a question about the Proton VPN. I downloaded the free version, and it's giving me the screens to sign up for the subscription, and
yeah.
it's promising that it's going to be a faster service. I did speed test on both without it and with it, and
yep.
it, there is a significant drop. Not. I mean, it's a workable speed, but
right.
In your opinion, is it worth signing up for the free? Would the speed increase tremendously, or is it?
It'll give you more options. I think the speed necessarily is going to improve too much if you do the paid service. You just have more options for more servers, and
yeah,
you know, it's up to you.
Security wise, do you think the free one would be, or is there more? More security options with the paid service?
I think you do get more security tools within the paid service than the free one. It's not really very expensive. You can get all this. You can even get a mailbox and all that all packaged in very affordably to use the Proton. And then everything will be encrypted. Your email will be encrypted. Your internet usage will be encrypted. It kind of gives you back your privacy. Not that you're doing anything wrong.
I'm just worried about somebody coming in and taking over the computer or something. I figured by doing this, does that mask your computer so somebody can't see your computer and come in and take it
yes,
over?
Yes, right. So it does.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's really, that's more of a, if you're in a public place, that's where you want to use the VPN so that nobody can watch whatever you're doing on, like at an airport or wherever you're connected to public Wi-Fi. At home, yeah, it does the same thing too, but you're not going to have somebody on your network that's devious trying to figure out what you're doing unless it's your kids. All right?
Okay.
So it gives you more privacy so that you can't be sold. The information that you're, wherever you're surfing or wherever you're going, can't be sold by your internet browser. It can't be sold by your internet provider because they don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So you get some benefit there. You can still be tricked. You can still be fished. You can still invite bad guys in, depending on where you go on your on the internet. But you're securing some of that.
Still got to be careful on these.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, does your cable provider can they see what's going on?
Yeah.
They won't see the packets themselves.
Not with a VPN running.
Right. But they will know that you have a connection to whatever VPN server that you're connected to.
Right. But without the VPN.
All they'll get out of that is an IP address, probably.
Right. But without it, they would know exactly where you're going.
And they wouldn't be able to read the traffic or anything. So.
Right. Yeah. All right, Alex?
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, it's cool.
Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online, guys. Four lines still open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. As we wait for your calls, I did notice this. Google is going to soon let Pixel phones double as dash cams.
Really?
Yeah. So you don't have to buy a separate cam for your dash. I mean, I would think the insurance companies would have by now gotten together and allowed folks to upload the idiot drivers of Connecticut on their dash cams. And so they could actually see the license plates and say, oh, that's a Nationwide guy, or oh, that's a Travelers guy. I don't want to insure that ding dong, right? I mean, if we can't get the cops to do it, you could almost imagine what you could do with a social approach to the highways if you simply uploaded to this insurance site. And maybe they gave you like a finder's fee, right? So, you know, if you find you're doing 70 and some ding dong hits it at 90 going on the left side right past you, or even on the right side these days, and you catch his license plate, wouldn't you? I mean, monetizing that for the little bounties there.
Right. And there used to be a website called PlateWire that was kind of like it dates back like 15 years.
Yeah.
It's very old. It's been offline for a while.
Yeah.
But it was a collective where you could report people's plate numbers and say what they were doing.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if it included photos. It's kind of early, but
15 years ago,
it was a way to do that. So I think maybe it's time to resurrect something along those lines. Sure.
Right? I mean, sure. We can't get the cops to do it. I mean, they've all the teeth have been taken out of our police departments these days. So now we're going to have the insurance company say, well, I'm not going to insure this guy anymore. Not that those people necessarily care, I guess, but.
Oh, and then there was a comedian, I think it was Gallagher, who had a joke about everybody should have a paintball gun mounted on the front of their car.
So they could tag
when they see somebody doing something stupid, you shoot them.
Right.
And then when you see a car that's covered in paintball splats, you steer clear of it because you know he's an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, you would think you could make a game out of it almost these days.
Sure.
I mean, the amount of ding-dongs on the highway. And if you could take your dash cam and now have your phone be it and instantly just, hey, there's one. I mean, the amount of driving I do on the roads, if they gave me $5 a bounty, man, I'd be...
You'd be rich.
Oh, my gosh. So if you're an insurance company, I know we don't have any insurance companies here in Connecticut, but if you're an insurance company and you want to come up with a nice way to have the people
report
these ding-dongs, maybe that's a good idea. I don't know. Then again, it's like Big Brother, right?
Right. There's that.
But, brother, I don't want to get hit by a car.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy out there.
This isn't necessarily Big Brother, though, if everybody is contributing to the reports.
That's true.
It's the wisdom of the crowd.
What could go wrong? Crowdsource your highway safety. Let's go to MJ in New Haven next. What's happening, MJ?
Good morning. MJ here. I have a corner of my garage that looks like a graveyard for computers and old computer parts.
Yeah.
And one of those is a wicker basket with about four or five hard drives in it that I've extracted from PCs I've owned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is there any device available out there in the marketplace that would allow me to attach or hook a hard drive up to my laptop so I can read what's on it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very simple. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say you can either use a drive enclosure, where you... open it up, stick the drive in it, and then it'll usually have a power adapter, and then you connect that up with a USB cable to a computer. In some cases, there are actually just adapters that will directly connect USB to a drive. And I think in the case of 2.5-inch disk drives, USB latent voltage is enough to run the drive. I don't think that's true for the larger drives. I don't think it carries enough voltage for that. That's why you need one with a power adapter. But definitely, right. Those kinds of things are available. We can post links to some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Is that something I would be able to get, like, from Amazon or Best Buy?
Absolutely. Like absolutely. Best Buy, Newegg. You might even be able to get them out of Staples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's what I need. Thanks.
You got it. And then when you're done reading it, then you just put a drill through it, and then you can go and have it responsibly recycled at your town dump when they do the
collection. Yep, I got a sledgehammer, actually.
Oh, that works. That works.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, MJ. Yep. All right, bye-bye. Actually, Tab's going to be doing an event coming up probably in September.
Really?
Where we're going to do something on Saturday. During our show, actually, is the thought.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to work with EOSI out of East Hartford to collect some stuff. So we'll give you more information when we have that. So I'm going to get back to that idea of the dash. So you're telling me 15 plus years ago, there was a website that you could put license plates of the crazy people on the highways?
Yeah, it was called PlateWire.
Does it still exist?
I don't know. It didn't the last I knew, but let's take a look.
Yeah, we got to bring that back. You know, I mean, just the ability to imagine you can crowdsource these solutions to.
Oh, it exists.
PlateWire.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a spot. I wonder if they take videos.
I don't know.
They accept videos.
Well, it looks like. It looks like the last posting anybody put up was in 2021. The last one before that was in 2019. And then the last one before that was 2017. There were a couple back then. Then there were a couple from 2016.
Oh, yeah. But this actually, isn't it having to do with like messages?
Well, yeah. People just type in what they saw and the license plate.
Gotcha. All right. So there's definitely was somebody who thought this was possibly a good idea. It just needs to be made easy so you can just upload the video of whatever craziness is happening. The only issue is we need penalties too. I mean, if you're driving 90 miles an hour on a highway, that should be a serious ticket. But I don't know. People don't seem too afraid of it. So Dennis, what else you got for technology news as we wait for calls?
Well, UPS had a data breach.
Yes, they did.
And now, people are becoming victims of a phishing campaign.
Right.
Where they are told that their UPS shipments are late.
Right.
Typically through an SMS message, not an email.
Right. Text.
And they're being phished that way.
And they're being convinced to pay extra.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, hey, if you don't, you need to pay us a little more for the shipment. And they're collecting money.
they're taking money from you.
So thanks to the breach. So this is the biggest issue. These breaches are really a problem, right? When the information goes out in the dark web about people's shipments or whatever, what have you, the bad guys sit back and think, okay, how can I monetize this? And so now the bad guys are just taking the data that's available on the dark web, and now they're texting you and saying, hey, pay us. And who knows where they're coming from? They could be in Uzbekistan for all we know. And then you're going to send Uzbekistan some extra money for your shipment that is coming to you anyways. You don't realize it. And the thing you have to remember is that you should always go to the source, right? So you should ignore a text, ignore an email almost. I mean, emails too. UPS would send emails saying, hey, things are coming. And sometimes they will send texts too saying, hey, you have a shipment coming.
Your thing is on its way. Yeah, yeah.
So because they actually started with those types of things, they conditioned us to believe these things are true. And now
And then it's easy for the bad guys to kind of ride that principle and then trick you with it. Well, the real problem here is that UPS had this data breach and this phishing campaign started, but they never fessed up to it until the phishing campaign was already underway and becoming widespread.
You're kidding. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thanks for warning us,
UPS. I thought there was a requirement that they had to...
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're UPS,
I guess not.
We don't need no stinking reporting requirements.
We'll put a link up here for you on this story so you're aware of it. But the moral of the story is don't believe anything that comes in your email, in your texts, in your anything anymore. You just can't. You have to go to the source.
Right, and if anything is funky, that's the rule. Go to the source. You either call a number that you know belongs to the company, or you go to their website that you know is their website.
Somebody recently was telling me, oh, it was uncanny. I had just done such and such on my email, and then I got a message about such and such. I'm like, it's not a coincidence. They're reading your email. The bad guy has access to your email. It's not a coincidence. There is no coincidence.
We've gotten that call at the help desk.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly somebody's getting these phishing things and it's right after they've done something.
Specific.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, whatever.
And then I've got to help them, you know, deal with a security situation.
Right. Make sure they lock their email up.
Right. You know, change the password, log them out of everything, all that.
And configure your two-factor authentication. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Mark, please hang on. Please hang on. We'll get to your calls after this break. This is Computer Talk. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then, of course, Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. We'll be right back. So, Carolyn wanted to make sure what the theme was, because it's summertime. Carolyn, can you give me some credit? She's kicking butt over there with the summer music. And she's like, hey, Eric, just so you know. I love it. Carolyn's great. She's the best. You just never know.
She is.
But she's been trying to get us happy with the sun, even though we haven't had any sun because it's raining out there. But it's okay. My kids do the same thing to me. Hey, Dad, you know this is about this, right? It's okay. I understand, Carolyn. They do it to me, too. Let's go to Mark in Enfield and see what he's got going on. What's happening, Mark? Hey, Mark, you there? You hear a lot of static.
How you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you? Are you outside? Are you by the ocean?
No, it's pouring down raining out here.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's not summertime right now, that's for sure.
No, that's all rain. Okay, great. So what can we do for you?
Hey, listen, I just want to give you guys a praise report, because a few weeks ago I had called and I had a problem with my wireless internet on my computer.
Yeah.
You guys talked me through it and it fixed the problem.
Hey.
And I listened to you guys quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you guys never get a recall back on anything saying, hey, thanks a lot for saving me $100 or $200 of trying to get this into the shop and let somebody fix it so easily that you guys just blurted out off, you know, with no problem whatsoever. So guys like us that love working on the computer at home or whatever, we don't have young kids running around the house
right.
that can come over here and change the computer, you know, clock that's flashing at us or whatever.
Right, right.
But thank you guys for what you're doing today and coming on here on taking your day out of your Saturday and helping us guys that really don't know what the heck we're supposed to be doing, okay?
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate that.
We definitely appreciate that.
We do have a complaint department that we take a lot of calls for the complaints that come in, and Carolyn is the one taking those calls. They just don't make it to the air.
Yeah, that's for sure. So when I told her it was a praise report, she put me right through. That's why.
Exactly. All right, Mark. No, we appreciate it that you appreciate what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
We have fun doing it. It's definitely great to talk to everybody out there. And we learn a lot, too.
Tons.
We can't imagine some of the stuff people are doing with their systems. So
every show is an education for us.
Happy to be of service.
But just to save somebody $100, $125 to fix a simple problem that I had, that I had no way of figuring out how to fix it and being frustrated because it wasn't doing it, and you guys did it with no problem at all, and it fixed the problem. So,
yeah,
hats off to you guys.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
All right, stay dry. Yep, so, we are always curious about, you know, if our advice works.
I know. I always walk out of here wondering if I solved something.
Yeah, so it's nice to hear that. Occasionally we do.
imagine that.
We may not know what the theme of the tunes are, but let's go to Seth in Bloomfield. What's going on, Seth?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing fine. How are you?
I know you've been asked this question 10,000 times, so I'm going to make it 10,001.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a new desktop.
Sure.
And I say, what Windows should I be looking for? 11, 12, or 13, or 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get Windows 13. No, seriously, Windows 11.
Windows 11.
Yeah.
And I know you said you guys are always saying solid state hard drive.
Yep.
What about the rest of the configuration with the RAM and the memory and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, 16 gigs of RAM would be a minimum. And then your processor, you're going to first look at generations, right? Some of these big box stores are selling some cheap machines because the generations are 7th, 8th. We've seen even 5th gen still being sold. So,
no.
Yeah, and Pentium still, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
That Deal computer.
I'm looking at an i5 processor.
What's the generation?
I'm looking for your help.
It should say 9th gen, 8th gen, 7th gen. It'll tell you what gen the processor is. If it doesn't tell you what gen it is, assume it's old because they should be noting it on there. So you want to get these days, 11th gen or newer. So 11th, 12th, and actually 13th is coming out. But that would, you don't need a 13th gen, but 11th or 12th gen would be a good processor. i5 or better. Gigahertz speed, we don't get into too much, but if you get a good speed, you know, 2.4 or so gigahertz speed, a lot of it bursts to 3 anyways.
True.
And most of what you're doing is not going to matter.
I'm looking at a Dell Inspiron.
Okay.
So, I haven't researched Hewlett Packard. I know you guys are big on HP, but that would be my next thing.
Yeah, take a look at both, and just look at the generations of those processors. Make sure you're not getting an old processor, an old gen. That's the key.
Okay. Thanks a bunch, guys.
You got it, Seth.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you want to say anything else on that, Dennis?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I heard you over there. I was like, oh, you have something else you wanted to say.
No.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we come up to the top of the hour?
Well, we've talked about some of the things that people do with ChatGPT, like cook up phony court precedents to support their legal filings.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else you could do, or you could, with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Let's say you're installing Windows on a computer.
Sure.
And during the install process, it stops and asks you for a product key.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you don't have one.
Okay.
And in most cases, you don't, because that product key is typically supposed to be embedded in the hardware of a computer.
All right.
And the authorization to activate Windows is part of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to detect that and then just continue.
Yep.
So in this case, it stopped and asked you for a product key, which means there's an issue with the computer, or maybe it's too old to have the right hardware.
Or maybe you found it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So what do? You go to ChatGPT and say, hey, can you give me a Windows activation key?
Yeah, really? And it does?
Yeah.
It just spits it out. So it spits out somebody right else's out. Activation key, because it's not necessarily one.
As far as the researchers can tell, it would have been an activation key that had been posted to a website somewhere at some point.
Gotcha. And so it harvested it and then just
checked it. And it harvested it as, you know, it collected up a bunch of them, sure, probably thousands of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Because all the different places they can go to build their database.
Yeah.
But then it would spit it out and people would install Windows with it, right?
Yeah.
Now, problem is that product key is good enough and valid enough to allow the Windows install process to complete.
Right.
But once Windows boots up and tries to activate itself,
it may not.
Kaboom. And why? Because it's a known bad product key that Microsoft figured out years ago, maybe is not right.
Okay.
And then when the computer tries to activate, it bombs. So you're not really saving yourself anything. And apparently they've fixed ChatGPT, so it won't even give those.
But it'll give out Google keys, I'm sure. No, just kidding.
I don't know what it'll give out anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy what people are coming up with to do with it. It really is wild.
We'll see what happens with it. I'm not afraid of the AI. We'll love to see if that's true. It feels a lot, you know, very Y2K-ish to me. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over to our Twitter and Facebook page. And Dennis has been posting everything to our ComputerTalkWithTab.com website. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And stick around. Dr. Alessi will be in next with Healthy Rounds.
And remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
See you guys next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.